This is the Boston Red Sox newsfeed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, October 3rd. In a battle of David and Goliath, the Athletics take on the Yankees tonight in the American League wildcard game. The Red Sox await the winner of this game, and that series begins on Friday. The AL wildcard game is scheduled to start at 8:08 tonight. The Athletics are the feel-good story of the MLB playoffs this year, being the first team in 30 years to make the playoff with the league's lowest opening day payroll. Meanwhile, the Yankees finished the season with the third most wins in baseball and have a $166 million payroll compared to the $60 million of the Athletics. For the second straight year, Luis Severino will be on the mound in the wildcard game for the Yankees. While the Athletics are taking a page out of the Tampa Bay Rays playbook and using Liam Hendricks as an opener. What will decide tonight's game is the pitching. The Yankees' starting pitchers were 65-42 with a 4.05 ERA, and the Athletics' pitchers were 52-48 with a 4.17 ERA. There were two different Luis Severinos this season. Severino before the All-Star break was 14-2 with a 2.31 ERA in 20 starts, and the Severino after the break, who was 5-6 with a 5.57 ERA in his last 12 starts. In May, Severino allowed one run and five hits over six innings in the 6-2 Yankees win over Oakland. However, on September 5th in Oakland, Severino was rocked for six runs and two and a third innings in an 8-2 loss. Last season in the wildcard game, Severino recorded just one out and allowed three runs in the Minnesota Twins. Severino was 1-1 with a 5.63 ERA in four postseason starts. The Oakland Athletics have used the opener strategy nine times this season, and in those games went 4-5 with a 1.86 ERA. Hendricks did it eight times and had 2.08 ERA. Once Hendricks is done, the Athletics have the choices of veteran starters like Edwin Jackson and Mike Fierce, or reliable veterans in Sean Kelly, Fernando Rodney, or Jarius Familia. The key player for the Athletics, however, will be closer Blake Trenin, who was 9-2 with 38 saves and an outstanding 0.78 ERA this season. The Yankees may have hit an all-time record 267 homers, but no one in Major League Baseball hit more than Athletics' Chris Davis, who had 48 homers. Whatever the result, expect a fantastic game considering these two split the regular season meetings 3-3. Before I tell you about the Red Sox game this Friday, let me tell you about Game Time. Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the Game Time guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you will receive your tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or even give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at Game Time. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Once again, all you have to do for this awesome deal is visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Chris Sale is slated to start Game 1 of the ALDS this Friday. David Price will probably start Game 2, followed by Porcello for Game 3 and Eovaldi for Game 4. Red Sox pitchers Hector Velasquez and Brian Johnson have been informed that they won't be on the roster for the divisional series. Game 1 of the ALDS Friday is scheduled to start 7:32 p.m. Friday, and Game 2 on Saturday will be scheduled at 8:15 p.m. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMay for the Boston Red Sox news feed.